This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen. My name, yes, it is Phyllis Smith. And so I want to ask you a question. What would you say if I told you that you could double your business in half the time? Yes, that's right. You're probably saying to yourself, say what? Well, today I have a real treat for you. She's someone who has been recognized by Forbes as one of the top 20 women of influence for entrepreneurs to follow. She is a marketing guru who has worked with thousands of women business owners for over a decade, helping them make more money in less time and working with clients they truly love. It sounds like the magic recipe for success. So please welcome my guest, Melissa Galt.
Thanks a million, Phyllis. It's a total treat to be here with you.
Yeah, so happy to have you. I love everything you're all about. I mean, what could be bad? You know, more money, less time, clients you truly love. So that really is why we become entrepreneurs. So the underlying philosophy around your work is to help women create a business they love that supports their whole life but doesn't swallow them whole. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Absolutely. I think that when we jump into business for ourselves, there's two things we're primarily looking for. One is more time to enjoy our lives, and the other one are the financial resources to enjoy that life. And so often what happens in our scramble to the top and to success is that we sacrifice ourselves and our lives in that process. And it may mean that we wind up with great amounts of money, but no time to enjoy it. Or on the flip side, if we wind up in the perpetual scramble and we're not really making it, we have a bit too much time on our hands and not enough money. So for me and for my clients, a successful business is one that serves and supports, fuels and feeds, informs and inspires the whole of your life, and doesn't swallow you whole. It's about empowering that life, because that's the whole reason we're in business, so we can have the life we want.
Hmm. What do you think there's mistakes. Look, we're entrepreneurs. We're going to make mistakes. Failure is actually an option. It's something that we need to have so that we can learn from it. But in your experience, what is the number one mistake that entrepreneurs make in terms of when the business does swallow them whole? What are they doing wrong?
The number one that I see, and what's so fascinating, is this happens both in startups as well as in established, you know, it could be 5, even 7 to 10 years down the road. It's a failure to establish your ideal client early on. And I struggled with this. I mean, when I first jumped into business, as we all do, I needed money. I was $70,000 in debt and wanted clients on board, and I said yes to everyone who showed up. Mm-hmm. And it was a recipe for doubling my workload and my income at the same time every year, but at the 5-year mark, it became completely unsustainable. I was fast approaching burnout. Mm-hmm. So by getting selective at that stage, because I was forced to avoid burnout, I found that in the following year, I doubled my income and halved my workload.
Mm.
And that was priceless. And that's why that's a cornerstone of what I teach to my business owners and entrepreneurial clients at whatever stage of business they're in. Because that will have you doubling your income without doubling your workload. Because doubling your income and doubling your workload makes no sense. Then
right.
Then you still have all that money but no time to enjoy it. That's crazy. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the key.
So here's the thing, though. So how'd you do that? That's the big question. I'm sure there's many ways, but in a nutshell, can you say what did you do differently that enabled you to do that?
Well, I think at that point, because I was 5 years in, okay, even if I'd been 2 years in, I could have done this. A year, you know, when your first year, it's tough to do this, but I was able to, I pulled all my client folders out. It was a Sunday. It was the seventh day of the work week. I was frustrated, irritated that I even had to be in the office, and I spread them all out on my table, and I stood there staring at them for a few moments, and I didn't even know what I was looking for, but all of a sudden that Pareto's principle, that 80-20 rule kicked in, and I looked in utter amazement as I realized that 80% of my revenues were coming from 20% of my clients.
Mm.
And when I looked at that, I pulled out that 20% of my clients and I set them to one side and I started to study them. And I started to realize that they had a lot of things in common with one another, a lot of common qualities, common demographics, common psychographics, all the things that defined them as my ideal client, so that I could then create a most wanted poster, an avatar in today's language.
I love that.
And I posted that. I had no more than three. That was the limit, because it was tempting to try to do 23 or 53 or 103, but that's where you're starting, and you need to bring it back down so you only have three strong, what I call vertical markets. And you literally put a name on them, a personality, a lifestyle, so you can dive into who they really are and understand what makes them tick. And that way your marketing messaging really lands as if you were having a coffee with them and a conversation. And it's, you're not just spewing generic stuff that nobody's going to hear. You're actually speaking their language.
You know what's interesting? It just occurred to me. You know, you hear a lot about target market. But really what you're talking about, it feels when you say ideal client, it's not just about targeting those who might be interested in your service or product. There's more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is, because they've got to be people that you enjoy working with, people that you click with. In my case, the people that I originally pulled out of that pile that were my 20%ers, they were fun. They trusted me completely. They never questioned my judgment. They paid me on time every time. And the reason I was able to double my revenues the next 12 months, even while wrapping up all those other small projects, is because I had been leaving money and opportunity on the table with my big boys, because I'd been so scattered. And once I got really focused, I could read between the lines and go from need, which is a budget, to want, which is a wallet and an investment. And that's when everything just completely transformed. But they were fun to work with. Now, in the last 20 years, I've fired five clients. Every time I did, I walked away from large sums of money, because my peace of mind is not for sale. And those were poor decisions. They were clients who could pay me, but they weren't fun. They weren't respectful to work with. They didn't honor me as a professional. They were very difficult in ways that I don't even want to discuss. So,
yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So, no, those weren't ideal. Ideal goes way beyond can afford you, which is what I commonly hear from my clients. I go, I want somebody who can afford me. I said, that's not a criteria. It's not a criteria. You want to know more.
Yeah. So one of the things about that I love about the way you operate is you're very good about breaking things down into simple, manageable steps to help business owners move into that profit center. So today you're going to talk to us about a strategy you call the Gold Beyond Your Zone, three move it forward marketing strategies to double your business in half the time. Now, you've been talking about finding your ideal client. So let's talk about your first strategy.
Well, the key to finding your ideal client is to be willing to get fully clear on who that is. And it's about right leads right now. The answer is not everyone. When you approach everyone, you're approaching a poverty population, not a profit-rich target market. And it can be scary and counterintuitive to do it that way, especially when you're starting out and you need money in the door. But very important to realize that when you start filling your business with not right fits, you won't have room or the space to take care of the right fits. So it pays to be selective and choosy. The strategy is about being selective. It's about serving an exclusive clientele with extreme care so you earn extreme income and have time for your extraordinary life.
Hmm. So people who might be afraid to narrow that down to that selective client, how do they do that and double their income? How do they make more money with less people?
Because you're able to go far deeper with those individual clients and sell them far more services, products, if you've got products. My focus tends to be on businesses that are service-based that also have a product component. And you'd be surprised at how deep you can go and how much you can up-level your clients when you're genuinely focused on what they need. Very rarely are you once and done. Instead, you can expand that into a fuller scope of services and a fuller array of products to be of greater benefit and generate a greater investment.
I think one of the very difficult things, particularly for people who are in the service business, is to price. This is their value. How to price their packages. And you have a really interesting approach that I find is just really dead on in terms of how you create that value.
Well, I think that the reality is we as women particularly tend to price things based on our self-worth. We're saying, well, I'm worth X per hour, so therefore my rate should be. And that's completely backwards. First of all, you don't want to be hourly. You want to package yourself for much richer rewards. But more importantly than that, you need to find out how your client values your solution or transformation. There are only three core problems that any of us answer in a solution or transformation. Globally, there's only three. Mm-hmm. One is health, and you've got physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, wealth, asset growth, asset management, bottom line growth, financial peace of mind, stability and security. And then you've got relationships with yourself, your family, your friends, your peers, and your clients. So health, wealth, relationships, that's it. There's only three. So the key is to determine which one of those you are primarily addressing, and then ask yourself, wow, what's great health worth? Or ask yourself, gosh, I wonder what financial peace of mind is worth. And then when you get to what's a happy, healthy relationship worth, the answer to all three questions is the same, because the answer is priceless. So any rate you charge becomes a small percent of priceless. That realization alone is enough to empower and enable you to increase your rates right now.
And feel good about it.
Yes, feel very good, because your value, the value of what you're delivering, is priceless.
Yeah.
As established by your client.
Oh, it's a great way to look at it. Listen, we're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to go and talk about a couple of other strategies you have for create, you know, three move it forward marketing strategies to double your business in half the time. And we're going to get to that just in a moment. Stand by.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mae Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realize there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
And welcome back. I'm talking today with Melissa Galt. She is quite an amazing woman. Again, she is a success strategist and marketing consultant. And she has been featured, recognized by Forbes as one of the top 20 women of influence for entrepreneurs to follow. So we've been talking about 3 move it forward strategies, marketing strategies to double your business in half the time. So we've been talking about finding your ideal client, selecting that client. And that ideal client isn't just about the target client who's going to be interested in what you do in your product or service. It's also about who they are. Do you get along with them? Are they the kind of people that are going to pay you on time? It's that 80-20 rule. Who's going to be there for you and someone that you look forward to working with? Because, you know, you're an entrepreneur because you love what you do. Why shouldn't you love the people you're working with? So that was strategy number one. So Melissa, if you can, let's talk about strategy number 2.
Well, we've talked a little bit about number 2 because it has to do with being able to raise your rates, which means you've got to revalue yourself and understand that the transformation or solution that you are providing to your client has a core value of priceless. And that may sound kind of like off the charts crazy, but there's only 3 challenges that you're answering. One is health, one is wealth, and one is relationships. And, you know, when you look at what is great health worth, the answer is priceless. What's financial peace of mind or stability or freedom worth? The answer is priceless. What's a happy, healthy relationship worth? And the answer is priceless again. So whatever rate you choose is a small percent of that. And it's choosing a rate that actually reflects not your worth, but the value that the client places on the transformation / solution / outcome that you're delivering. That makes a huge difference, huge, huge difference.
What if you're dealing with a client, business to business, and you've got a client, let's just say sort of a government entity, a school district or something, you know, you want to provide something to a school district. They have a budget, and I know you don't like that word, but they have a budget that gets approved by a school board, you know, it's a whole thing. What kind of approach would you use with that situation when it's what you're doing is impacting many, many people that they serve, but they do have a budget and they are limited?
They do and they are, but there are usually opportunities that they can provide to you that will grow your revenue stream without you having to go – the long, hard way that will be worth you building that relationship. You may be, that's a very unique situation, by the way, Phyllis, you
okay.
may be a bit limited in what you can do when you're dealing with a government entity. I do a ton of B2B work. It's all I do. But I do not generally get into the government contracting side of it because the folks that I have met who are in that are so well established in that. It's all they want to do. And I prefer to work with fewer limits and fewer restrictions. And there are a lot of nuances in that specific work.
Yeah. So there you go. There is you create, you know, you have decided your ideal client, and that in particular, a government entity is not one of them. So when you do business to business, what kind of businesses are you then looking for if it's not a one-on-one situation?
I do a lot of business with creatives, so a lot of business with interior designers, architects, stagers, decorators, marketing consultants, graphics designers. I've also done a lot with coaches who coach on wellness, coach on business, coach on wealth growth, coach on relationships. Those are all a lot of areas that I play in because there are no limits, so to speak. The only limits are those you create. I mean, when you think about the large corporate consultants and what they all earn, the numbers are enormous. And yet independent consultants and independent coaches often don't get anywhere near that because they don't think it's possible. So I deal in the realm of taking it from possible to definite and from possible to profitable.
You know, and I think also what you're saying, I'm also learning too, is you gotta think big.
Yes.
You know, in other words, if you're just going out and just going one-on-one and, you know, just trying to, you know, get people to know you and work with that one-on-one situation, you're going to be spinning your wheels, it sounds to me. And go ahead.
Not necessarily, because if you're dealing with the right level of the market, for example, I could work one-to-one with a solopreneur who has just crossed six figures a year, or I can work one-to-one with an entrepreneur business owner who's got a team and has already crossed seven figures.
Right.
And there's going to be a big difference in what they invest and in the growth levels that they'll see. Now, they'll both experience significant growth, but how they'll do it will be different because they're at different places. And what they're able to invest in it is different because they're at different places. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally. Yes, absolutely. It makes sense. Again, finding your ideal client and who's going to be, you know, who are you? If you're spinning your wheels and trying to get somebody to work with you or buy your product or service, and they're you know, they don't have the money or they're hemming and hawing and I can't afford it, then you know what? You need to move on.
Say next.
Yes. Okay. And those people, there are people who work with those people, you know, or maybe those people
are
just not
them.
Quite ready for you. Exactly.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a lot of them working with the newbie market. The newbie market is flooded with providers. That's why I prefer to work with somebody who is more established, whether it's the amount of years they've been in business or the amount of revenue they're bringing in. It's just more fun. It's somebody who is typically been lit up in the past and maybe facing that place of a bit of burnout. You know, they don't want to leave what they're doing, but they're not doing it the way that it's going to be sustainable. And I come in and we clear out the unsustainable parts. That's what makes the difference.
Yeah. All right. So we got one, find your ideal client. Two, raise your rates. And remember, I love that, you know, looking at the what is it worth? Well, what's it worth to the client? And essentially, it's priceless. And so you should have no guilt or feel ashamed of raising your rates because you're worth it. And then finally, there's a third strategy. What would that be?
The third is about packaging your services. Instead of going hourly, which can really be very finite and incredibly frustrating, you want to leverage yourself in a way that you have created really juicy, rich packages that people invest in that have layers of benefits. And when you structure them in a way, maybe it's a silver, gold, platinum, or it could be ruby, emerald, diamond, you know, whatever your preferred marketing language is around that, inevitably somebody who comes in at your bottom rung wants to get to your top rung, that place of unlimited access, if that's what you provide, and a lot of goodies and bonuses along the way. And so you know that, and that's a growth place to take them. That's something for them to aspire to. And then the folks that are at that top level already, that's where you are more involved with their businesses, and you're creating masterminds around what they're doing and connecting them with more resources and more people like them so that you're enriching their entire entrepreneurial experience. It's just incredibly cool what can happen at those kind of levels. And to no more than three packages. Don't confuse your market. Don't confuse your market. But chances are good you'll have people come in at the bottom, maybe a couple in the middle, and several at the top.
Yeah.
And you'll have ones that will start at one level and say, okay, my goal is to get to the next level with you. So the goal is to stay with you. They want to grow with you. And that's a beautiful place to have them. And, you know, the same thing applies. It could work in real estate. Starter home, second home is worth twice as much. Next home, three times as much. Of course, real estate agents, in my experience, often aren't building enough of a relationship, so they don't get to work with the same clients over and over again. But that's certainly my real estate history. It definitely works with interior designers and architects and marketing consultants. As their client grows and moves and changes and morphs, you grow, move, and change and morph with them. So you create lifetime clients.
Yeah.
You have a real key in this. They're lifetime clients.
Yeah. And those lifetime clients, those are your ideal clients because they love you.
Yes.
They want to be with you, and then you
yes.
want to be with them, and it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
All about relationships.
It really is.
That's what business is. All right, my friend, I'm sorry we're going to have to end this conversation. I could go on forever with you. Thank you so much, Melissa Galt, for being here and sharing your time, your experience, your knowledge, and your wisdom with us. So how can people reach you if they want to learn more about what you have to offer?
Best way is melissagalt.com/my ideal client. I've got a boatload of completely free instant access goodies for you that will help you define and identify your hot and buying target market, a.k.a. ideal client. Can't wait to see
yeah.
you on the inside.
Oh, yes. Give her a call. I'm telling you, she'll you can't go wrong with Melissa Galt. So if you enjoyed listening to this, there's lots more where this came from at EWNRadioNetwork.com, where we have lots of other radio hosts sharing their knowledge, insights, and others in their sphere of influence, just like I've done right here with Melissa Galt. And these range from topics ranging from business to motherhood to overcoming life's challenges. It's all where you can become a radio host and have your own platform that targets your ideal client, women entrepreneurs, all that they represent. And it's a lot. So thank you, Melissa, for being with us today. And thank you all for joining us. Until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.